Good morning, America. This is Wayne Ahart speaking for the Old Glory Network podcast. Thank you for tuning in for another message of common sense values designed to make Old Glory great again. Now I want to begin today's message with something that I've titled, It Seems the More Educated We Become, the Dumber We Get. Now, I wrote this article back in May of 1997. Ladies and gentlemen, that was 24 years ago. And as you listen to this, see how close it seems to what we're going through today. All great achievements, all small achievements, even the act of inching forward ever so slightly since time began, and in America particularly, but really in any and all countries, whether they're civilized or not, all human achievements have come about as the result of effort expended for the goal of an improved standard of living. Translation? It's called the seeking of money or value to improve one's standing in his time, in his surroundings, among his people. You know, in prehistoric times, man hunted and foraged for food and shelter to survive as best as they could. And eventually they learned to make crude tools and use animals to help make their job easier and more efficient for the purpose of gain. Now, even today, primitive tribes in Africa are recognized as to their quality of life by the number of cattle they own. Their importance and position of honor is determined by their success. Their slight progress to becoming civilized is driven by desire for gain and standing. Now, many wars have been fought among countries and kingdoms to improve one's lot and standing in life by taking what others have. Farming then was introduced to the world, however primitive at first, to better one's life. And it continues to improve today for the purpose of doing better. Certain societies have opted to steal or just take away via war battles the assets of others as opposed to creating value or wealth on their own. Such as kings, Hitler, the old Soviet Union, pirates, organized crime, right down to petty thieves. Theft is their chosen way to gain a better standard of living and profits. But most great achievements, i.e., the automobile, trains, trucks, airplanes, tractors, ships, telephone, electricity, textiles, modern medicine, insurance, construction, highways, radio and TV, computers, paper, and thousands of other things have come about by creatively seeking to earn money to improve one's standard of living and standing in the community of one's peers. Now, this creativity and ingenuity is being attacked today from many corners, and an attempt is being made to make anyone doing these things successfully appear greedy and selfish. Now, this idea is promoted by people who believe in a socialist way of life and want all achievers to look bad in society. They believe that the assets of achievers should be redistributed to the common man. That's a parenthesis on a modern-day form of thievery, espousing the theory that all people should be equal. Well, this ignores the basic drive that creates all progress. The instinctive desire to improve and gain value for a better life. And that wealth gained in a legal enterprise or enterprises, ideas, or in any legal and moral endeavor, that it's a noble achievement. Well, the United States government is doing all it can to destroy man's incentive to create, develop, or grow by tax disincentives. Tax disincentives, regulations, and special risks of lawsuits. Now, it seems that the smarter and the more educated that mankind gets, the dumber we become. For example, our Creator put something inside of us to instinctively know to not only earn our keep, but to constantly strive for improvement. In the same manner that new mothers know instinctively to nurse, love, and protect their new baby, and animals and birds know instinctively what to do with their young, when to kick them out of the nest and on their own, and migratory birds know instinctively when and where to fly. But man seems to ignore these natural instincts the more education he acquires. Yet the more educated we become, the more frequently this occurs. It was highly educated people who developed the theory of evolution. When I was just a child and was first introduced to the thought that human in evolved from monkeys or fish, my first thought was, not me, not me. I didn't come from a monkey or a fish. Maybe you did, and maybe you still are, if you think like that. I say it's dumb, real dumb. I still haven't changed my mind. Fish are fish. Humans are humans. When fish and monkeys start constructing homes, farming, designing engines, writing books, and learning healthcare, I'll be willing to take another look. As man began to become more educated, someone figured out that there were segments of humanity that weren't as smart, organized, or skilled in sufficient military tactics to protect themselves. So they embarked upon a plan to trap them and take them to other parts of the world for purposes of enslavement. In certain areas of the world, this still exists. Dumb. The more educated they become, the dumber they get. America, to many, is still the most civilized and highly educated society in the world. The achievements of man in America have accelerated at a mind-numbing pace. It would take a thick book just to list all the technological achievements in less than 200 years. A mere twinkling of the eye when compared to the known history of humankind. The primary reason for these vast human achievements are freedom, and law and order. The ability to dare, to dream, to do without fear of capture, without fear of enslavement or government interference or hindrance, unleashed a torrent of instinctive creative abilities and the desire to improve life for self and society. However, the smarter we become, the dumber we get. Did you ever notice how gradually governmental bodies, from local to state and federal, have continually eroded our freedoms, added more and more taxes on achievers and creators, and enacted so many rules and regulations that a man couldn't read all of them in a whole adult lifetime? They designed more and more programs which encourage whole segments of society to ignore their natural instinct to care for themselves and improve their life in favor of accepting government handouts. Handouts that government must first take from the achievers of society to give to the poor. In the name of kindness and fairness, government helped to make them poor and guarantee they will always remain so. Now, this creates disincentives for achievers and removes the urgency or desire on the poor to take care of themselves or to do better. You know, a kept dog won't hunt anymore. Dumb. How dumb can you get? Now, how about a society of men who develop a theory? How about a society of men who develop a theory of treating criminals better than victims? The more educated they become, the more good they want to do by criminals. Today, if you're a poor person who chooses not to accept government goodies, but want to listen to your natural instincts to provide for yourself and improve, you may have very little food, sanitation, shelter, and be subject to the dangers of the street. But if you rob, rape, or murder someone, you are housed in pristine sanitary places, fed well, provided basketball courts, weight rooms, TVs, libraries, and no real responsibilities. Also, all kinds of programs are designed to rehabilitate you. What's wrong with this picture? Dumb. The smarter we get, the dumber we become. In May of 1997, I heard President Bill Clinton say in Mexico that America had 5% of the world's population, but that we used 50% of the world's illegal drugs. Dumb. How dumb can you get? Coincidentally, we have 70% of the world's lawyers. What's wrong with that picture? The government-sponsored attitudes that Big Brother is the answer and that wealth is greedy and selfish and that government should take from the rich to give to the poor. Dumb, dumb, dumb. Now, those are preliminary steps to class warfare. This attitude causes the poor to hate the rich and thereby support government and any proposal to tax the wealthy on the belief that then government can then and will do more for the poor. The more educated we become, the dumber we get. Now witness the decline in moral values in all highly educated societies. The use of drugs and alcohol and promiscuous sex, weird sex, child abuse, anything goes parties. Teenage girls dressing, acting, and performing as liberated adults, out of wedlock pregnancies and abortions. Witness the battle of the sexes, which is occurring in the feminist movement, turning women against men. Feminists are now teaching that men are only needed for sperm banks. Immorality increases with the rising level of education, validating yet again that the smarter we get, the dumber we become. Now, what we are witnessing today is not unlike the Roman Empire, which in its time was considered the most educated society on earth. And the smarter they became, the dumber they got, and eventually destroyed themselves. How dumb can you get? Just how much dumber will we, the U.S., get? Finally, how precious is a democracy where you can vote to control your own destiny? In relatively new democracies, the people will wait in line hours, even days, to vote. Their new freedoms are so precious and appreciated that they will vote at risk of death. However, in America, where we have become so highly educated, we have become so used to arrogant politicians doing as they please that we don't vote anymore. Those who do vote are mostly involved in organized movements to get more and more from government. Voter turnout in America from cities to national elections averaged from 10 to 50% of eligible voters. National complacency has thrown away our democratic right to control society and the direction society should go in the future. Dumb. How dumb can we get? Now, if America is to avoid the fate of the Roman Empire, it must reinstate the freedoms and boundless opportunities of early America, remove the yoke of limitless government regulations, and release the creativity and ingenuity of her people again. Now, we must remember that every great success that creates wealth for the entrepreneur always makes a lot of other people wealthy in the process and provides solid jobs for many common people. America needs many more great success stories. New people becoming wealthy keeps the wheels of opportunity turning for us all. These risk takers need to be encouraged, recognized, appreciated, and honored. They are true heroes that we cannot do without. Now, we must reestablish the natural instinct that everyone, except the infirm, must take care of themselves, reap the rewards, or suffer the consequences. We must reestablish encouragement of moral values and the importance of two-parent families who cherish their children and provide good examples for them to emulate. Government must understand that life has risks for everyone, and government must stop thinking that it must protect everyone by making their decisions for them, deciding for them what's good for them. Let the unique genius of humans decide for themselves and accept their own risks. As a nation, we have proven that wisdom does not necessarily come with more education. We have done many dumb things on our way to higher education. Now we need wisdom and a return to common sense values. If we do not succeed in this, some future generation or society will speak of America in the past tense, as we do of Rome today, and analyze what went wrong to cause such a highly educated nation to fail. Ladies and gentlemen, how dumb can we get? Now, before we sign off, we want to remind you that if you are a conservative, then you will want to listen to the Old Glory Network podcast. But if you are not a conservative, then you need to listen. Call your friends and relatives and encourage them to listen. If you love America the way I do, then help us keep it. You can order Kevin Dale Ahart's music on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, and Amazon. And if you wish to order the CD called Cowboy's Revenge, then email Wayne Ahart at weahart@gmail.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. It's no cost to you at all. And leave a 5-star review. Man, I would appreciate that. And visit our website at oldglorynetwork.com. Happy trails till we meet again. next week.